The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
The Joint Criminal Opioid Darknet Enforcement Team, called J-Code, is rolling up the counterfeit drug supply chain. The FBI spearheads J-Code, partnering with the DEA and other agencies to take down criminals selling opioids and fake meds on the darknet. They just busted Rajiv Srinivasan and Michael Ta. Srinivasan handled marketing and sales of drugs, including counterfeit M30 oxycodone pills, through the darknet in an account called Red Light Labs. He took orders using the encrypted messaging app Wickr, and then he got paid in virtual currency like Bitcoin. Ta, for his role, managed stock and fulfillment. He bought the drugs, stored them in his home, and mailed out the orders to customers. Working together in different states, they shipped 4,000 purchases to 1,400 customers in all 50 states. In just 9 months, they sold 100,000 fentanyl pills and about 20 pounds of methamphetamine and other drugs. An undercover J-Code agent busted them after buying more than 7,000 pills. Both admitted to supplying fentanyl pills to people who died in 5 states. Fresh off this win, J-Code then found and indicted their alleged suppliers. Omar Navia and Adan Ruiz in California are accused of supplying fentanyl-laced pills and methamphetamine for Srinivasan's and Ta's darknet business. Both men were arrested on November 2nd and pleaded not guilty. Their trial starts right after Christmas. We'd like to say thank you to the AUSAs working on this case and the team at J-Code and all the agencies with them that have moved their law enforcement work into this technically challenging new environment of the dark web. To see more counterfeit stories from this week, visit our website at safemedicines.org.